Welcome back to the Weekend Hour with Pat Williams on FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. Now, here's your host, Pat Williams.
Tony Mendez with us. Argo, how the CIA and Hollywood pulled off the most audacious rescue in history. Tony, we've got about 4 minutes. Tell me what goes through your mind as you observe Iran from a distance now and their relationship with the U.S., the rest of the world. What do you see ahead for Iran? What are your thoughts?
Well, Iran is a very respectable civilization. It's one of the older ones, if not the oldest, and they've got a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But what they seem to do when their fundamentalist policy is keep shooting themselves in the foot because they want to keep people's attention. So the idea that they were going to overrun the embassy and hold it for 440 days wasn't what they started out to do. They started out to do a demonstration of a couple hours, which they had done once before. And they wanted to go into the embassy and then be asked to leave. But the more time went on and the more interesting the hostage crisis was to them, the more they did it over and over again. And so by today, if you look back at all that since 1979, you'll see that if you want to stay in business as an intelligence operation, go take hostages. And people will give you whatever you need. It's a gift that keeps on giving. And Khomeini realized that this was a newfound way to curb power very quickly. And so he became supportive of the movement. And so that just gave it more and more currency and more interest by the militants. By the time Carter really got into this, he hadn't really understood it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to hand it to him. He did a good job of making sure nobody got hurt. That's the one thing we can say about the one thing we did in Iran that worked, which is to do the Argo exfiltration, is at least it worked. Because a lot of things we tried against the Iranians, we don't work, and it still goes on today. They're very much active out there making trouble for the United States, and they truly do hate us.
Mm.
And besides that, they decided that our movie was not right. They're going to make their own movie now.
How about that? Very, very yeah. Interesting. And I wonder what that movie will be like, Tony.
Well, we'll have the CIA floating in the sky, looking like a devil. We'll have Carter being hung in the square. Yeah.
And who's going to play? Who will play you?
Ben Affleck's playing me on this one.
I know, but the Iranian version—that'll be interesting to see how they.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're right. Who's going to play me? That's a good thought.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have a good time waiting to see that one.
I can see my fangs now.
Tony, it's wonderful to chat with you, and congratulations on the book and the movie, and it's just been a delight to visit with you, and it's a fascinating story, obviously, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I'm happy you can let me tell it.
Good. So nice to visit with you, Tony, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Tony Mendez, our guest, the book Argo, How the CIA and Hollywood Pulled Off the Most Audacious Rescue in History. Viking is the publisher. We're back next weekend on the Pat Williams Weekend Hour, News Talk WDBO. Have a wonderful week ahead, and we'll be with you in a week.